This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
We go down the tough roads, Donnie. Toyota Tundra.
It's an unforgiving land.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Oh. C.J. Watson's coming up at 1 o'clock, former Golden State Warrior, 10-year NBA veteran. Keeps his eye on the playoffs as much as anybody, and he's been on before. We like C.J. a lot.
Yeah, he's great, man.
I'm a little disappointed because I wanted to give... I have to credit somebody on the YouTube chat, but now I can't find the name of the person. But he brought up a good point, and here we go. Oh, here it is.
Who is it?
Oh, Tall Asian Mike. Okay, he said we were talking about do the Warriors winning 3 out of 4 against the Timberwolves in the regular season mean anything? And Tall Asian Mike said, don't forget the Timberwolves were swept by the Suns in the regular season last year. Right. Then they swept KD in the first round.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tall Asian Mike.
And
I'd forgotten about that.
How much?
I didn't even know in the first place.
Again, I keep going back to last night's study because you know this is my March Madness, the NBA playoffs. New York hadn't beat a team with a winning record all season long. And lo and behold, going to Boston, playoff teams, they hadn't beat a playoff team all season.
East.
No, they hadn't.
No.
0-10. And they win yesterday. They hadn't beat a playoff team.
They didn't beat Indiana once?
No. Look at Evan. I got it.
Wait, what?
They didn't beat Boston, Cleveland, Indiana.
Let's start here. They were 0-4 against the Celtics all season long.
Okay.
And then their record against playoff teams in both conferences, I think was equivalent to 0-10. But they go in last night and beat Boston game one. So I'm just, the point is, yeah, it means something until it doesn't.
Right.
Yeah.
How do you miss 45 threes?
We got to talk about where the league's at.
Well,
I got you.
You know what? I was watching an interview the other day where
Knicks against teams with winning records.
Where this guy, somebody was telling him that something was Photoshopped and he wouldn't believe it, and he just said, why don't you just move on, and maybe that's what I'll do right now. We'll agree to this. So you're telling me the Knicks didn't beat a team that made the playoffs in the East?
They beat Indiana twice.
Yeah.
So that's got to be Cleveland.
They swept Milwaukee.
The Knicks' 0-10 record against 60-win teams this season, they were 0-10.
Oh, against 60-win teams.
Yeah. That's what I said.
Just now.
What you mean?
You're right.
And they were 0-4 against Boston.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. You nailed it.
Did you not hear that? No, Evan, for real, did I omit 60?
Yes.
Oh.
You said they haven't beaten a playoff team in the East this year.
I get excited, man.
Well, and I
get you the 0-4 versus Boston.
Okay, would you like me just to let it go?
No.
Because it was
can't.
It was a bit, well, that would be an incredible stat. But,
just the teams that they were 0-10 against were Cleveland, Boston, and Oklahoma City.
Okay. All right.
Gotcha. Yeah.
60-win teams.
Fair.
And 0-4 against Boston.
They were 60-win
team. How did you miss 45 threes?
You take 78.
How about you have a coach that says go to the rack?
That's not who they are.
Wow.
Their coach likes blood.
It's cute until it ain't, man. Porzingis, illness. During the game, laugh again. He's battling something.
Gutless, huh?
No, never.
What do you mean? You can't fight through the flu?
Steiny, we don't know if it's the flu.
Yeah.
Especially nowadays.
Let's go to Gil in Concord. What's up, Gil? How you doing, man?
Gil!
Hey, how y'all doing out there?
Doing well.
Game day.
Beautiful. Yeah, Jimmy buckets, Jimmy playoff, Jimmy innate ability to get things done. It's on. I think they're going to win. They're going to win it in six.
Mm. All right, Gil, with a prediction coming in hot.
What about you? I got Warriors in seven. What about yours? What's your gut tell you about this series, Donnie? You got to give us one.
Maybe. Maybe I'll tell you what my gut says.
What do you mean, maybe?
Maybe.
It's your job.
No, it isn't.
For me, do it.
Just I don't know if he can be objective in this one.
No, see, that's why I love him. I think he can, and it's criminal that you'll give us one before we get out of here.
You hope?
What do you mean you hope?
You hope I do, apparently.
No, I want your astute assessment of this. Like, what's your gut tell you?
He deserved it.
It's going to be a good series.
I didn't have, how many games and who wins?
I have no idea. I have no idea how many games.
Stein's going to say, like, I think it goes six.
It's just the one component you're missing, man. Just go out on a limb.
We'll see. How'd that work out for me last time?
Well, you were tricking the system when you said Dallas.
And now you're giving me the benefit of the doubt.
No, I was there with you when Whitley was at. I know what you were doing. You took one for the team.
Everybody else thinks
it kind of hurt you.
God, you think so? You think so?
Yeah, the Curry flurry, Steiny. I just don't. As good as Minnesota is, I just really feel like the Warriors can breathe now after the Houston series. So that call that they called in, again, not dismissing many. And I could be totally wrong, but I just feel like now Curry averaged 30 the last three games. Okay, those games didn't mean anything, but it's Steph Curry. So if Minnesota's having a problem and Gobert's been put in a blender, how do you rectify that now when you got to worry about Jimmy? Steph's went and got his big brother now, and he's bringing him to the battle. Kind of didn't need him, but,
I mean,
you know?
I think Julius Randle, it's possible he does a really good job on Butler.
Yeah.
I mean, he was playing extremely hard in series one. And the Wolves are going to have to play like that. Let's go to Rich in Fremont. What's up, Rich? How you doing, man?
Richie.
Hey, what's up, guys? Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
Sitting up here trying to deal with this pollen that's flowing in the air. It's messing with my allergies. Anyway.
Hey, let me ask you this. Hold on, Rich.
And there's something he can use.
So do those allergies give you headaches?
No, they just cause my eyes to water, and then I get coughing and carrying on, man. That's all, you know?
All right,
and also, my eyes itch a lot.
I got you.
Oh,
take care of yourself, buddy.
Yeah. So, I mean, my biggest thing is this, Steiny. You was asking Warrior fans to call in and see what they saw was a bright spot as far as them winning.
Yeah.
I'm trying to focus more on what can go wrong. Okay, because
Rich, wow, he found the hole.
Well, guys, come on, let's not kid ourselves here. You're dealing with a team that, you know, play well during the regular season. They squeaked into the seventh spot. They got there. They had to push seven games to get past Houston, and so you didn't have much time off, and now you have a rested, athletic, prime Minnesota Timberwolves that's just waiting in the weights, okay? And we got guys on our team that are old. They're still dealing with injuries. They may not be revealing it, but they are. And I'm just saying that, hey, my biggest question is, do they have enough gas in the tank?
No, that's big. I got
you. Okay, because, you know, if you You know what I'm saying? Based on everything that's happened. And I'm saying this based on the fact that, hey, when you're in the playoffs, a lot of what you do as far as winning a title or the conference, it's based on everything aligning correctly. And also, when you don't, what doesn't align? Okay, and I'm just saying right now, this Minnesota team is primed and they're rested. So, you know, they're going to give the Warriors everything they got. And I'm just wondering if the Warriors actually have enough gas in the tank to absorb it.
No, that's fair, all. Rich. That's fair.
Thanks,
yeah. Thanks, Rich. I mean, like,
that's this different than what can go wrong.
Well, but this is
that's fair.
This is where Rich is right on the money, because the Warriors they know the same thing. They know the exact same thing. They're asking the exact same questions about whether the veterans can hold up.
Yeah, they ran out of gas games 5 and 6. You got a problem with me saying that?
Yeah, see that, like, I don't know. I really don't know about that one. But it's possible they were running out of gas. And then they summoned up one great effort against Houston. If that's the case, Minnesota's going to beat them, I think.
Wow.
If that's the case.
Yeah. That's how I feel. They knocked them out in the first half. They were tired game 5 and then ran them down after the Warriors had a lead in game 6. And the fourth quarter, the legs were gone and 14 of 15 shots were missed by Warrior players.
Like, I got it. Like, this is the way I look at it and possibly the way it could happen. And I'll just give you 3 examples.
Yeah.
The first 2 are going to involve Larry Bird. So remember the game when Larry Bird and Dominique squared off?
Oh, man.
Okay.
I remember those battles.
That was a game 7.
Okay.
And the Celtics were older. And they summoned up, and Bird summoned up one big game. They lost in the next round.
I got you.
They lost in the next round. Fast forward 2 or 3 years. Remember game 5 against the Pacers? Bird crashed, smacked his face on the ground.
Okay.
Chuck Person.
Yeah. The Rifleman.
Bird comes out after halftime and leads the Celtics to an incredible win. Yeah, they lost the next round. And I'm thinking about Steph a couple years ago where Sacramento pushed him to 7. Steph was incredible in game 7. You got by Sacramento, but maybe they didn't have a lot left after that.
No, that is totally fair,
but
man.
It's possible that they're re-energized.
Yes, no doubt about it. No doubt. And to that point, Donnie, they didn't have, you know, a Jimmy Butler-like who's about to be 36. But again, I can't wait to see. Because if I'm Minnesota, Stani, I am trying to run the Warriors. We are pushing the pace. I am trying to run them out the gym, knowing what they just went through, to where if I'm right or you're right just about basketball life in general, younger legs versus older legs, I'm trying to push the pace. Because my star is a puppy in regard to, he could play all day. So we'll see.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Let's go to Josh. Josh is in the Bay Area, but he's apparently a Wolves fan.
Uh-oh.
All right, Josh. Well, you know what? Welcome, Josh. We're civil here. We don't play these stupid games of making fun of other teams' fan bases. Welcome to the show, Josh.
Hey, stupid game. We don't play these stupid games. You know what you made me think of there is Draymond, but I don't want to talk about that.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, been in the Bay for 8. Been in the Bay. Oh, yeah, Dre. The only thing we're worried about Dre is him hurting Ant or doing something stupid. But it'll be fun. I've been listening to you guys off and on all day, you know, since this morning. It's been funny, you know, hearing how y'all think the Wolves are going to be a better matchup than Houston. We can't defend. Everybody talks about Rudy, spin him around, this or that. You know, 3-1 during the regular season doesn't matter. 2 of those games were like in November. Both teams are totally different now. I could talk about, you know, let's look at the last 10 days, 14 days playoffs. Like, the best offensive 5-man lineup in the playoffs, Wolves got it. The best defensive 5-man lineup in the playoffs, Wolves got that as well. Warriors, worst rebounding team so far in the playoffs. Guess who's the best offensive rebounding team? You go down all those kind of stats. But the one stat I really want to bring up today that none of y'all even think about is Jimmy Butler's return to Minnesota. And do you know it's been over 1,200 days since he's been man enough to actually play against the Wolves? Every time on the Heat, oh, Jimmy Butler's out tonight. His knee's sore. He's doing a low, you know, he has not been man enough to go back into that building and play against the Wolves. Even when they went on the road to Miami, he wouldn't play those games. Everywhere Jimmy's been, he's burned down the house when he's left, right? Chicago, Minnesota, y'all know what happened to the Heat. I remember listening to your station before the trade happened. A lot of y'all didn't want Jimmy. Now he's your savior. So when is that? What, you know, as soon as things go bad, Jimmy's going to show his other side. When's that other shoe going to drop? It's going to happen this series. Wolves, bullies, that first round. I mean, we're playing tough. We're going to defend. Y'all are old. We're going to run you up down to court, like you just said, but we're also going to be able to play in the paint.
And what you're also going to be, Josh, thanks for the call, is respectful.
Mm.
You're going to be respectful of the opposition.
And that's what life's about.
That's right.
It is.
That's right. That's right. What was he saying about? Something stood out.
That might be the most trash talk I've ever heard from a Minnesotan. I guess he's not from here, but.
I've never met a Minnesota fan.
They're all really nice.
I work with one.
It's a wonderful, wonderful city, the Twin Cities.
Am I going to be your plus one Saturday?
No.
You say the Twin Cities were a great city?
Just own up to it. You did.
There's two.
Okay. Yeah. Well, shut up, Evan. Yeah, it's St. Paul and Minneapolis are wonderful.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
A wonderful place. Apparently it's 80 degrees in Minnesota right now.
Man.
You see Raymond Ritter?
The Warriors just arrived.
President of whatever.
I saw him with Calvin Murphy Sunday, but go ahead. No, what was he doing?
He said he's gone to Minnesota for 30 years, and he's never had a day like today or yesterday. It was 80, because the Warriors usually go in there in the dead of winter.
Yeah, you and I left the building yesterday at the same. It's not. It was like 90.
That was nice yesterday.
Yeah, it was.
Let's go to Sam. Sam's in Jersey. What's up, Sam? How you doing, man?
How are you? How you guys doing? Love the show. You guys are terrific.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
So first of all, I got to say that the Warriors, they got to win tonight because all the underdogs won. I believe the Nuggets won, yep, and the Pacers won, and Knicks won. So all the pressure's on the Warriors tonight. They got to knock out the Wolves tonight. They got to make a statement. I mean, listen, in the end of the day, the Kohler before, he was putting up all these things on the Warriors, the worst rebounding team. I know one thing. The one thing is that we got the best player in the series is Steph Curry, and we hope that he goes off. He should have a good series. You know, against Houston, the guy had Amen Thompson guarding him. There's no Amen Thompson on the Timberwolves. There are good defenders, but no one like Amen Thompson. So I'm hoping Steph Curry just goes off, knocks the Wolves out. I got the Warriors in six, and we'll celebrate. We'll talk to you by the conference finals. Take care, guys.
All right, Sam in Jersey.
It boils down just off of that call, Stoddy. Is McDaniel Thompson? Does he have to be? Because if we simplify it that way, there's other factors offensively to where Minnesota is greater than the Rockets. So there's a give and take. And I just can't wait to see, how it goes down, man. But I just got to feel like the Warriors feel like, you know what? These youngsters took us 15 rounds. We're 12 wins away or four away from going to the Western, one game at a time, Bob. But you know what I mean, Stoney? Like, man.
Man, what?
I want to see what Rich and Fremont said, where that tank is, and I'll be able to tell this game their energy level.
I mean,
you mentioned the Celtics back in the day. You know, the next round where it catches up with you.
Can you assume the Warriors have the best player in the series?
Well, that's what I was going to get to.
Whoa. Like they might, but.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
What if I said no, but they got the best two players? Would you want it that way, Evan? You know what I mean? I'll give Ant the best, but would you rather have – talk to me, guys.
There's three guys who can be the best player in this series.
But that's also what people said about the Lakers.
Well,
exactly.
The two best players.
Yeah, but Ant's not 40, Evan.
I do think that
and out of shape, Luka.
I'll agree with some of the Warrior fans here, or the last one that called. I'm not sure stats from the Wolves-Lakers series mean much in this series.
Well, I'll tell you what. If Ant goes 0 for 10 from 3, I don't think Minnesota can beat the Warriors like they beat the Lakers. And maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, I mean, he probably won't go 0 for 10 again.
And Minnesota could hit you with waves offensively. Stoney, Nas, Reed.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
You know what I mean. You're not saying I'm being biased.
12:07, he gave a little credit to the Timberwolves.
Oh, Stoney, stop.
Hey.
Stop.
Relax.
I told you that.
Settle down.
They are dogs. Hey.
Hey.
I'm nervous.
Don't say you're nervous. You predicted a six-game series.
Seven.
Oh, seven. Okay.
Thanks for listening, bud.
Wow. Well, but you know what that also means? That meant, like, if they lose or they get down, we can't freak out. Because if you're thinking it's going to go seven, then going to be a pressure-filled series.
And Evan, you don't live my life. That's what, tomorrow. Hey, I react to new information, man. Come on, God. That's life. That's what life's about.
Let me tell you what needs to happen for the Timberwolves to win. They got to get up 2-0 on the Warriors.
You think so?
Yes, I do. 1-1 ain't good enough. The Warriors have never been in a 2-0 hole.
That's incredible.
That's not
Sacramento.
True.
No, Sacramento, yeah.
But Sacramento.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking about a team that made it to the Western Conference
Finals. I remember
finals.
That being down 0-2.
You know why? Because you knew it was Sac.
Man. So that was the Draymond Sabonis stomp, right? One of those. I was at the game.
Yeah.
One of those two.
Yeah, I think
yeah.
so.
Yeah, but the Kings...
Something. What happened to him?
Well, the Warriors won three games in a row,
and Fox hurt that digit.
Yeah, and that's when it's the Phil Collins Friday going into Game Six.
Wait, no, they didn't. Sac won three games in a row.
No, the Warriors.
Sac was up 2-0, and the Warriors won three games in a row.
Oh, gotcha.
And everyone thought that the Kings were done.
Yeah, remember when De'Aaron Fox messed up his digit on the hand?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Another break the Warriors got in their dynasty.
Stop. I don't know if the Wolves have to go up 2-0, though.
That's
like, you don't think they can win on the road?
No, I do, but it's just...
I also think the Warriors could absolutely take game one or game two.
I'm with you there. But I'll say this, the Lakers could have won. Here I go. I watched both of those games Friday and Sunday in Minnesota, Stoney, and I felt like the game where J.J. Redick played the whole team, the whole quarter or whatnot, but I felt like the Lakers could have won both of those games in Minnesota.
Minnesota was plus 45 for the series in the fourth quarter. What does that tell you?
No doubt.
It tells you that.
Yeah.
He's 40 too old.
Yeah, I'll give you a three. Warriors in their black unis, same ones they had on
the game. The ones I like?
Yeah, I like them too.
All right.
Minnesota in the white.
888-957-9570 is the number. Warrior fans, you got the T-Wolves tonight, game one.
I don't feel like people have their chest out, Warrior fans, right now. I don't feel it. 2 hours in. Like, no, we're going to kill Houston. I kind of feel I don't know if Ant got him a little scared.
I kind of feel like Warrior fans are very confident about the Timberwolves.
Well, Big Smooth was. But what about my boy Rich? That's up my alley. I'm just thinking about what can go wrong. That's like getting married. But I don't. What you got?
We'll be fine.
What do you mean?
Hey, you put your best foot forward at the wedding. You say, I do. Oh. You don't say what you're nervous about.
The great ones do their best work each and every day of a relationship. It doesn't start and stop.
That's why I don't like Valentine's. I'm being real. I don't like the stuff.
Mother's Day Sunday.
Yeah.
What are you getting her?
Well, she's in heaven, but we go to our grave site.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
No, it's all good. We go to our grave site.
I actually meant Mia.
Oh.
But I'm sorry. My apologies.
Dude, too, at life. Boy, your boy losing today, Evan.
She's probably listening. Right. So, yeah, no, I get it.
Maybe. I'm not good at that stuff.
Yeah, by the way, I'm taking suggestions.
Who you ask is Willard. Oh, Christy gets spoiled.
Yeah, but Willard.
Every day I feel like he's a good dude, man.
But he's too much of a romantic.
Yeah,
Willard's Mother's Day probably has, you got to use scissors and cray paper, and you got to get some ribbon.
Yeah.
And, he'll do something by hand that'll take, 4 hours.
And another dude here, Shasky, I think he's pretty good at Mother's Day, too.
Yeah. All right.
And you, too.
888-957-9570. I'll get the calls on the other side. Warriors and T-Wolves, game one tonight, 6:30. All starts with Warriors live at 5:30. We got the post game with you after the ball game, and this should be a fun series. Very fun series with the Minnesota Timberwolves. Can the Warriors do it? What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Can we get to the bottom of the wives?
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crime-ity.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. Never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I want to say good morning. Happy Valentine's Day.
I want to have children. You got to get a girlfriend first.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Western Conference semifinals start tonight for the Warriors in Minneapolis.
Yep. I'm fired up, man.
By the way, we were talking about this over the break, and I have it written down.
Hey, be careful. Oh, sports related.
OKC's got a little problem with Chet Holmgren.
And go ahead, because you helped me. Tell him what you said.
Here's what I wrote.
Because I ripped him.
Holmgren is weak. He's literally weak.
That's a great call.
Man. He can't play inside.
Wow. That's, man.
Against.
It was good hearing it.
I mean, he's.
Oh, my God, Stein. He's lighting the ass.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
You need some burgers and whatever's Luka doing, you go with him on.
You don't want to get like that.
Well, no, I'm just saying. Stoddy, just real quick, take the show off the track here.
Mm.
I'm tired.
I know.
No, see, I'm tired of fighting. Like, I deal with you 20 hours a week, sometimes more. Evan a little bit is starting to grow. I'll tell you, we're going to have a talk this week. But I got a vine of eight guys that think SGA is Michael Jordan. And all I'm clearly saying is he's a great player. But Jokic is the best player in basketball. Give the MVP to SGA. He deserves it. But don't tell me making a mockery of the regular season like OKC did makes you think they're going to duplicate that in the playoffs. And Guru sits back with his feet up yesterday and watches Denver come take game one. That's the playoffs are different, people. And that's all I politely put on Twitter last night before bed, i.e. the Knicks. And it might be the
dog. Did you put a wrong stat about the Knicks on your... I hope you didn't put that stat on your Twitter that you...
No, they were 0-10 against 60-win teams this year.
Yeah. Just double check that, you had that on Twitter.
I am thinking about getting hiring a firm. Evan's my guy, but he's not always available.
Elias Sports Bureau. By the way, it is OKC. It's only their first loss in the playoffs.
No, I know the series is not over. What I'm trying to tell you, Evan, is it's just different, man. It's mentally different. You could say, how would you know? I've been watching the league as long as Peter Vesey.
And yet you always jump to conclusions after a singular game. Let's go to Chris. He's on the Bay Bridge. Let me guess, he's not on the Bay Bridge anymore because he's been waiting. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Guru, Wine Mets. We cannot let that Josh call slide. I'll take a crack at him.
Uh-oh.
Josh, Jimmy is living rent-free in your head. Has he opened a coffee shop? You said, 1,200 days? You might as well just pick up your sobriety chip. You're counting the days because that's the only chip you're going to see. And then Anthony Edwards, his last game in L.A., you might as well have had Anthony Anderson out there. He would have been at least good-ish. Wine Mets Guru will explain that to you. And then also, microphone-licking Judy Gobert had one good game. Boy, is soft. Draymond will take care of him. Maybe Anthony Edwards can take a couple defeated laps around Hunter's Point when he's out here. Put him in check. That's all I got.
That's it?
Minnesota, Baby Yoda. Ava Goda, Warriors in five.
Warriors in five.
Now, there's only one question, Stoney. Evan, did he have that written down, or do you think that was off the top of the dome?
That was prepared, but that was pretty good.
Okay, it was prepared, like a good meal.
Let's open it up to trash talking.
Yeah, wine mitts is
outdated. Let's just do all that.
He said he was going to be nice. That's why I put him through.
Hey, Ken, I was listening to Evan and Devon on Saturday. Your girl Mona called, the one that said he had a nice voice. I was in the gym. I said, that's Ken's.
She should have knew I don't work Saturdays anymore.
Yeah, but I think she was disappointed. God, I wish I had a voice like that. Not his, but like Lou Rawls. You'll never find.
Tony Bennett.
All right. What else did I write down?
Your show. Come on, man. Wait,
yeah,
snap out
the
of
wine
it.
Mints is old. Come up with new material.
By the way, we got a new Mutombo finger wave.
From who?
Hartenstein. But you know what it means? It means don't challenge. I saw it finally used. Hartenstein hit somebody. They're like, should we challenge? And Hartenstein goes, no, no, no. Do not challenge.
Evan, is that better than Bo Mail's challenge on the replay where he kill
no,
with the hand gesture?
You're so right. Bob Melvin is the king of do not challenge that play.
I'm like, do it, Bob. It's not. He just,
What
man.
Happened with the – I saw you guys texting about the Melvin thing.
There was some play in like the third inning. I was watching the game, and they go to the dugout before someone even looks up to give him the call. Melvin gives him the cut bait sign.
And I said, Melvin leads MLB in that, Stoney. He does that a lot, but it's just so funny when you see it, man.
Let's go to City Boy. What's up, City? How you doing, my man?
Yo, what's up, guys?
Hey, so game one, baby.
Just so happy they made it to the second round. That was a tough series. Houston is a tough, tough team. But I'll tell you what, I think, looking at this series coming up, I have to say, I think Minnesota is better than Houston. I mean, I know that Houston was the 2 seed and all that, but Minnesota is a much more well-rounded team. They really do defend. They actually have the experience. They made it to the Western Conference Finals last year. They're looking to make that jump, and they have an elite player in Anthony Edwards. So I'm not scared of them because I believe in our guys. But this is going to be a tough series. I mean, I'm a Warriors guy. I'm gonna pick the Warriors in 6 or 7, and I think they can do it. I hope you guys cut that sound about Jimmy not being man enough and go send it over to Raymond Ritter, because I'd like Jimmy to hear that one, because I'm pretty sure he's man enough to go to Minnesota and play. I think, Matt, you'd agree, though, the Warriors' biggest advantage would be with coaching.
That's nice.
See, I can take a joke.
Look at City Boy.
I can take a joke. Thanks, City.
I can't wait for this.
You're uninvited to the ship.
I'm with you. Where you watching, City Boy? Where you watching at?
Oh, I'm watching at the house.
There it is.
I'm kicking it with him for most of these games.
I love that.
I'll see you guys soon.
Okay.
All right. Go Warriors. Enjoy.
City Boy.
I love that. With his son. I'll be with Norm.
With his son.
Yeah.
Norm would be with his son.
His only. That we know about. I'm just playing.
Jeez.
Yeah, I'll just cut that. Pops, I'm just playing.
Let's go to... Oh, we got a bunch of calls coming in here
One of the more downplayed storylines, though, is Jimmy Butler's return to Minneapolis.
It's been quiet. Is it because of Miami and the drama?
Yeah, it's been a while, but...
He challenged a whole Minnesota team to a fight.
That's definitely a storyline. It doesn't do anything for me.
Well, he didn't like Minnesota.
Yeah, he didn't like a lot of things.
They don't like him.
Well,
I mean, yeah, he's going to get booed.
See. Well, there we go. We got action. Bad blood. And Gobert and Dre. Boy.
Boy what?
That's already good theater.
Now you got to wait for it to play out. It's got the potential to be great theater.
Finchy versus Kerr. I
Chucky on the Bay Bridge. Hey, Chucky, how you doing, buddy? What's the key to beating the Timber Puppies?
Hey, Steiny and Guru, love the show. Thanks for taking the call.
Sweet, thank you.
Hey, so I wanted to just speak. I think one of the key points of the series is trying to make sure Draymond does not get triggered and stays with a steady head. They got a history of, you all seen the clip when they played Minnesota last time when Draymond had Rudy Gobert in the headlock like Melvin did in that movie Baby Boy with Tyrese. So they're going to talk a lot of trash. They're going to try to get into Draymond's head. And as long as he keeps a level head, I think we will be okay. And for that last caller that called in from Minnesota fan, play that Stephen A. clip. Don't be disrespectful.
Yeah.
I'll tell you like this, man. Timberwolves, Timberland, Ant-Man, Edward Scissorhands, Pineapples and Spam, Boys of Fire. Let's go.
Everybody's doing that, Stoney. I never got into it.
What are they doing?
The Shannon Sharp, Lakers, and you rhyme, and then you end it with Lakers and 5. Yeah.
That's Shannon Sharp.
It was. Yeah. Shout out, Shashay.
I feel like someone's done that before.
Muhammad Ali.
Oh, well, yeah.
The king.
Hey, here's one thing I wanted to throw at you. A little different. So I'm reading the internet, and I saw a story that said Kawhi and James Harden are the foundation of the Clippers. They're the foundation. So they lost in the first round, and people are asking questions. And they made it clear it's still about Kawhi and Harden. How do you feel about that?
I'm being honest.
Yeah.
I thought the Clippers were going to win 30 games this season. So I'm not mad at that. And the only reason they're doing that is that's what they have, and that's what they have on the payroll under wraps. Now, I'll say this. I think the Clippers did right by themselves. Harden, he hardened in Game 7, disappointing. But the bottom line is, Donnie, I thought the Clippers were a good story this season. So I would try to add to that, what can you really do to unload both of those guys if you wanted to? They don't. So a move here, a move there around the edges, who knows? Clippers can be a problem.
Yeah, I wonder. I mean, Kawhi only played half the
season. Though, right? Kawhi. Well, that's why. Now you're saying I kind of felt like he played the whole.
He missed a lot of time.
Yeah.
Doesn't some of it also depend on what Denver does? Like, if Denver beats OKC and then does something more.
Well there you.
How much can you really put on them if they lost to him in seven?
See, I never looked at. Wow.
On the road.
You don't look at it. Say it again.
If Denver goes on to, like, let's say go to the finals,
does that make the Clippers look better?
I never liked that.
Well, everyone knew it was going to be a really competitive series.
Denver,
Game 7 obviously
was going to quit when they fired their coach.
And I told you the opposite was going to happen. They wouldn't have fired their coach unless they knew they had nothing going on.
Well, Sacramento didn't have that help them. Mike Brown and Christie, they went in the tank. Well, they don't have the and they lost Fox. I get it. There's no Jokic. But Murray is playing. He's back. Remember I told you he got a flat? He's playing.
Oh, it's all about Aaron Gordon.
Aaron Gordon's been terrific.
He's incredible, man.
Speaking of Aaron Gordon, JC in Castro Valley.
CV.
May want to talk a little bit about AG. What's up? What's up, JC?
What's up, fellas?
Hey,
great show today. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to show a little love to our South Bay guy, Aaron Gordon, man.
Wow.
Put one over on OKC last night in OKC. I don't think a whole lot of people were expecting that.
No doubt.
Dude got robbed of his dunk contest with that guy up in Sacramento, man. He won that dunk contest years ago, and I don't feel like he gets enough love around here, so.
Hey, and I want to say this. I love you for saying that. Also, him going to the lab, working not just on his body, his game. Aaron Gordon, before, he couldn't shoot. Now he's like deadly from three. He is an all-around stud, and every team would want a Gordon. Tell me I'm wrong. I don't think he gets enough credit, Stoddy, for going to the lab.
JC?
I'm right there with you. Yeah, man. I don't know if he's going to free up in the next year or two, but it'd be great to bring him home for a season or two, right? Maybe get Lillard, too.
Well, yeah,
I was hoping Kaminga could go do that.
Do what?
Build his body like Gordon and expand his game. Serious, man.
He's still got time.
Aaron Gordon's like 6'8", 240.
When he came in the league, he wasn't 240. He's put on some muscle.
He's a big boy, man.
No, he is a bear. And let's be honest, he kills the Warriors. Duh. We ain't got nothing down there.
Hey, he's hurt him recently, no doubt about it. 888-957-9570 is the number. Game one tonight in Minneapolis.
Did the caller say Dave?
Gordon's also under contract at the end of the decade.
Yeah. We love Dave Donovan.
Really?
Yeah.
Shaka.
Our man.
Shaka in Berkeley. What's going on, man?
Man, y'all having a great show, man.
Oh, thanks.
What's going on, man? I'm real happy that we made it, and I'm looking forward to the night, man. Tonight, I look for buckets to get going early and often. I think we get a victory tonight. I think this series 4-7, though. They went to the championship game, the Western Conference Championship last year. I think they're looking at y'all thinking they got action, but that's just DNA on this team. It's clutch, man. Mm. Draymond showed us that Sunday, man, how he came out with the quick eight, you know?
Mm.
So I think Steph is ready for the challenge. I think our team is ready for the challenge. I think our coach is ready for the challenge. So I'm looking forward to this 1-7, but you know how we play. We'll let you back in the game, so. I'm looking forward to it, though, man. I can't wait, man.
No, I'm with you, Shaka.
Appreciate it, Shaka. So that means the Warriors, if his prediction comes true,
yeah,
they will have won two series on the opposing floor in a game seven.
That is facts. And I do
start
wonder,
looking up that stat.
Yeah, I do wonder Steiny, if it'll be easier on the others this series. Because Houston's defense, like I know, nobody could tell me any different. And I wasn't mad at the others. It was like, boy, it's treacherous out here. And you guys are doing that because you're moving your feet. You're long. You can jump. You got size. And I just don't know if Minnesota, which they have some of those traits, will be able to, like Pods. Are they going to suffocate Pods and Moody like I feel like the Rockets did at times? And I'm not saying they're not capable.
Depends how much focus they want to put on each player. You know, are they not going to guard Draymond Green at the 3-point line? And Gobert guards him and doesn't have to come out? Are they going to run the play they couldn't run against Houston with the pick and roll with Draymond and Steph and leave Gobert out on an island? I will say this about Gobert, and I've said it before in the last couple of weeks. You know, we tend to see all the plays that Gobert's involved in where the guard makes a fool out of him.
Yeah.
And it happens. There's no doubt it happened.
Luka last year in the Western Conference Finals.
Well, and if you look at how he did against Luka this year,
man,
it was a lot better.
No doubt.
I want to say either game four or game five, Luka was 5 for 16 when Gobert had a switch out on him. And look, Curry's been able to make Gobert look bad at times. And is he gonna be able to do that? Or does Gobert kind of learn from the past and try to get him off that 3-point line and make him play inside the three?
By the way, fellas, couldn't find a team that's done it 2 road game sevens. However, the 95 Rockets won game 5 of the first round on the road in Utah and won their second round series against the Suns also on the road in an elimination game, game 7.
That was my guy, Ellie,
impressive.
Right? Kiss of death.
Impressive.
Do you miss the 5-game series, 3 games?
I do.
I don't.
I know you don't.
Because fluke stuff can happen in 3-game series.
Well, it's a 5-game series, you said.
No, I said 3 and 5.
Yeah, I don't. No, I miss the 5-game series. I think 5's perfect. You know, just another example of how the numbers are so stat padded for today's generation. It's a joke. It's a flat out joke.
Well,
16 teams make the playoffs. There's 4 rounds of 7 games.
Let's go.
You know, it's no wonder LeBron James has played more playoff games than anybody else. He gets to. You know, I grew up in an era where if you finished first in the NBA, you got a bye in the first round.
Good God. Was that early 80s?
Well, to be fair, I mean, the Thunder had a bye too.
Oh, boy. And lost the first game.
Cade. Cade's in San Francisco. What's up, Cade? How you doing, man?
Pretty good. How are you, folks?
Ready for tonight.
All right. So, if we need GP2 to play in any series, this would be the one. Because I think we need to pepper Anthony Edwards with Butler and the non-Butler minutes with GP2 to annoy him. That's one way to win. The second way to win it is Draymond remain calm, but Quentin Post be the one who annoys Rudy Gobert. Those are going to be the 2 recipes for success in the series.
All righty. Appreciate it. It's Kate. Yeah.
And you know what? Something we hadn't talked about, Stoney, I could make a case if I would do a speech to the Rocket players talking about the whole series. You guys lost it at the free throw line. Any chance that you had to win, you lost it at the free throw line. I'm curious to see. I know what the Warriors are going to do. But Minnesota, Stoney, will they take advantage of their trips to the charity stripe?
I mean,
you got guys.
Anthony Edwards is a very good free throw shooter. I'm sure. I don't have the percentages in front of me. I got to believe Conley's very good. Gobert, I know, is about at 62%-ish. I'll bet you Randall's in the 70s, high 70s.
That's a weird assumption.
And
how did he know to play?
And I would say
Dibs will probably have it.
McDaniels is in the low 70s, and Naz Reid's in the mid 70s.
Yeah.
Timberwolves is actually a top 5 3-point shooting team in terms of percentage this year.
Man.
Well,
guard that perimeter, guys.
But don't leave Gobert open underneath. Yeah. What else was I going to say about the Rockets series? Shoot, I can't remember.
Minnesota top 10 in free throw percentage.
Okay.
Well, there it is.
And the Warriors are like 2 now, right?
Well, there are a lot of good things with Jimmy.
Yeah, they're really good.
It's like everything.
They're really good with Jimmy Butler. 888-957-9570 is the number. Oh, I know what I wanted to respond to with Cade. I'll just ask you so that I don't have to say it. You think Butler can guard Anthony Edwards?
Now, I see where Butler's about to be 36.
We'll see.
He's capable, but that's not where I want him to use all his juice at, Stoney. So they're going to help and do – like, they're going to guard him by team-wide defense. It ain't just Jimmy. But Jimmy a couple years ago, yeah.
Well, no, Miami and the they're playing tonight.
Yeah, I got I can't wait, man.
Listen, I'm open to everything. Who knows how it's going to work out? I don't know about Butler on Anthony Edwards, but
well, who can guard him?
Well, yeah, that's
like, who can
scary.
Guard Curry?
Well, yeah. Peyton is Peyton.
But he was having.
But this is what it's. Nobody's going to guard anybody and shut him out. But it's about
making it difficult, bugging him
exactly, and. To me, Peyton's the best on would give you the best chance against Edwards, and the other way around, it's McDaniels on Steph Curry. But yeah, both are going to need a ton of help.
Yeah.
Fred VanVleet gave GP2 some.
Nah, he did, man. And I'll tell you what, Ant scares me because what the Warriors would mean to him if he won this series, and you kind of started the show off that way, not just about, but Stoney, we're talking about he's up there. If it's not Jokic's league and Ant doesn't want it, he's worthy in regard to his play, man. And then you got me thinking about him defensively. He is no cone by any stretch.
No, and he'll try to take on a challenge. He will. I mean, he's a breath of fresh air in the NBA. Minus some nitwit stuff.
Yeah. Well,
but I mean,
verbiage.
He is. Yeah. He absolutely.
He's
is
a dog.
Not afraid to poke the bear, as it were. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Game one tonight. Coming up on the other side, we got C.J. Watson, former Golden State Warrior, 10-year NBA veteran. We're going to talk to him about this series. And the number's 888-957-9570. What's making you confident, Warrior fans, in this second-round matchup against the Minnesota Timberwolves? Tune in for Warriors Live today, presented by Xfinity. Stream sports from the best seat in the house with Xfinity.
And that's what life's about.